You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Long time, first time, as we have jammed phone lines, all people who have never called this show before. And I love doing this. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey. Oh, you little ray of sunshine. You know I got to ask if there's an H or no H.
Oh, there's an H. There's always an H.
Because the extra letter makes it better.
Exactly.
Good for you, Sarah. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
You know, I like to leave my weekends open so that I can have the opportunity to say yes to anything.
That is so funny that you say that, because I had somebody tell me about a month ago the same thing. They said, I never make plans like Monday through Thursday for the weekend. They said, I wait because I'll make a plan, and then sure enough, Friday night, somebody will call and say, hey, we're all getting together and we're going to go blank.
You're like, son of a.
And you're like,
I can't. I can't. I promised mom I'd go to Applebee's with her.
Right? Like, it's something better is always going to come up.
Yeah.
Are you that popular, Sarah, that you just get call after call after call?
No.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, I have a dot-free weekend too, Sarah, but it's just because I have no friends. But I still like to leave it open just in case.
You know, he's also married with two small children.
Don't remind me.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Puts a damper on the social life.
So what do you do for a living, Sarah?
I actually own my own cleaning business.
Oh, no. Okay, cool.
Like house cleaning?
Yeah. Yes.
How many clients do you have?
Currently, I have about 10.
Well, that's pretty good. That keeps you busy, right?
Yeah, really busy. And it's, awesome.
My wife.
You get to just put your headphones in and just
go to work.
It's really an accomplishment at the end of the day. You're like, look how pretty everything is.
I love that.
My wife would love a house cleaner. I think I need to maybe talk to Sarah at some point. Let's spoil my wife a little. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm sure she's got an opening.
Can you handle 11?
Yep.
You are delightful. Listen, you go have a fun weekend. I hope you get 7 calls from people to go out and do things.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to our show for so long. Do you have any question for us before you go?
I do. So since I got nervous to be on for the first time, like, what was your first time on air like?
Well, Jeremy, I'll let you go.
Oh, God, it was years ago. I don't really remember being nervous.
Jeremy was our producer off the air. He would do a lot of editing and things in a little booth.
Yeah, and I'd pop in.
Uh-huh. And we brought him in the very first time, and here's what I remember is that he's this dorky 25-year-old or whatever, and we brought him in, and whatever he said was really funny, and that was just like the key. It's like, all right, well, we can have him on again.
Yeah, it was almost natural-like.
If
so.
You had bombed. Yeah. We probably never would have let him on again.
I wouldn't be here right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, I was nervous as hell. I was 16 years old and was working at a rock and roll radio station. I walked in. I was a very shy kid. So I asked for a job in radio, which was way outside my comfort zone. And I was scared to death, but I did it. And
here he is.
That was a long time ago, Sarah.
It's when radio was first invented, yeah. Sarah. Dom was in black and white.
Sarah, you go have a great day, okay?
See you later.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. God, we have the best listeners in the world.
Nice.
Here's Rochelle. Hi, Rochelle. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So thank you for finally calling us. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm on call at work, actually.
Are you a nurse?
No, I'm a staff development coordinator for an assisted living company.
Staff development coordinator.
Why would you be on call?
Because if somebody calls in, I have to look for the coverage.
Oh, okay. So I guess you kind of have to find nurses and stuff. And
all
that front kind of desk stuff. Folks. And
well, that's good. What are you going to try to do for fun this weekend, even though you're on call?
Sleep in.
Oh, well,
yeah, that does sound nice. I haven't slept in since 1986. Well, speaking of this job, like the last one, that's the hardest thing I think about this job sometimes is the getting up early.
Because your body clock gets all jacked up.
It is. You never really get used to it.
Yeah, if we can sleep till 6 on Saturday and Sunday, we feel like that's a major victory.
That's a major win.
So
6 o'clock. Oof.
Rochelle, you also are delightful. Any question for us, or are you good to go?
Well, I did want to mention that I've actually been listening for about 20 years. I'm only 24, but I watched or I listened to The Mindbender every day before I went to school.
Right on.
Oh, my God. That's great. You are so wonderful.
And I wouldn't get out of the car until I knew the answer.
That is hilarious.
We hear that a lot from people.
So you've been a Mindbender listener for 20 years?
Yes.
Do you have a Mindbender book?
No, I don't.
I'm going to put you back on hold, and Shannon's going to get your information. For listening for 20 years, I'm going to send you one, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Jeremy illustrated Volume 3, so I'll get a copy of Volume 3, and we'll both sign it, and we'll send it to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That's how much we love you.
Thanks for calling.
So don't you go away.
Well, now everybody's going to have listened for 20 years now.
Well, hey, Tom, I've listened for 20 years too. That offers good ones today. Here's Gabby. Good morning, Gabby. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, you sound sweet also. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm helping my boyfriend move.
Oh. You know, for a second there, I misunderstood what you said. I thought you said, I'm hoping my boyfriend moves.
I wish she'd move out.
That's what I thought you said.
That's funny.
I'm so sick of him. I'm hoping that he'll move away to, like,
Nebraska.
Right.
Is he moving in with you, or is he just going to his own place, a different place?
He's just going to his own place.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys gonna make it?
Tell him no posters.
Thank you.
Good girl.
You guys in love?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long you been together?
I think like over a year ish. I don't know.
Where'd you meet this guy?
Like,
Jeremy and I have to give our stamp of approval. Where'd you meet him?
Yeah.
Tinder.
Tinder.
And it's lasted a year.
It's pretty darn good.
No. Yeah. It's like it's pretty serious, I guess.
What makes him so great?
I don't know. He's just probably the sweetest, kindest, most tender-hearted person I've ever met.
Well, no, actually, that's me. So he could be second.
Or he's a really good actor, Gabby.
What did you guys do when you're... Well, not, you don't have to tell me everything, because it was a Tinder date. But what did you, what did you do first on your first date?
So we went to dinner, and then we went to ice cream, and then we watched the stars, and then we went and watched a movie, because we just... couldn't leave.
You know what? I love that story. I love it. Dinner, ice cream,
stars.
Looking at the stars, make out a little bit, and then go to a movie.
The stars in your eyes. Have you both since deleted the Tinder app from your cell phones?
Good question.
Like, no, because we go back and read our messages.
That's okay. That's a good, reason if that's legit,
it's
Gabby.
Like, hey, I don't want to lose the messages, you
right,
know?
Right, but I'm still kind of looking.
You're so sweet. Hey, have you got a question for us or no?
What is your favorite part about the job?
Should I give my stock answer?
Go ahead.
Covered parking.
Jeremy likes the covered parking. He says that every time.
It's the best.
And I will not joke. I'll be serious. It's what we're doing right this very moment. When we talk to our listeners, I could do that for 4 hours every day. Jeremy and I once did a show where we did 100 calls.
The whole morning, yeah.
That's 100. All we did. We said we had to talk to 100 different people in a four-hour show, and we did it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my favorite thing
to
do.
Now I feel like a jerk by saying covered parking.
No, that's all right. You're our jerk.
Gabby.
Gabby, have a fun weekend with your boyfriend.
Give him kisses.
Okay.
Bye, Gabby.
The covered parking answer is funny.
Like on a snowy day?
Here's Michaela. Good morning, Michaela. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
It's a long time, first time, so you've been listening for a while, but you've never called. I'm glad you did today. How long have you been listening?
For about the past 4 years, ever since I moved to Colorado.
From?
I moved here from Marquette, Michigan. It's in the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Marquette. Are you a Wolverine fan, a Sparty fan? What do you like?
My husband loves the Wolverines.
Yeah, I do too. I can't help it. I'm a Wolverine fan.
Are you?
Yeah. And I just tolerate football.
Okay, good for you.
I'm right there with you. So what brought you out to Colorado?
Jabs. Nothing too fancy.
The correct answer is this show. That's what you're supposed to answer.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Came out here
show.
To listen to the Dom and Jeremy show.
I've been hearing them.
What are you doing this weekend? You got fun plans?
Well, this weekend I'm kind of laying low because last weekend me and all my friends from college kind of had a reunion in Seattle. So we all... came from all over the world pretty much to meet up and have a fun weekend in Seattle. So this weekend I'm kind of still in recovery mode.
No kidding. Well, that sounds like fun. A blast.
Yeah,
it's really awesome. We're all over the world, really. We have somebody who came in from Germany. So after we graduated college, you know, we spread out across the country. So we try to get together once a year in somebody's town that they're living in and just, you know, reunite.
I think that's terrific. Well, good for you. I'm glad you've called after listening for 4 years. Do you have any questions or are you good to go?
I have a quick question. So I know you guys have been kind of doing this for a long time. What do you think is the biggest difference between when you started working in radio and now?
God, that's probably there's probably a long list for Dom.
Well, go first, Jeremy. You've been in it 13 years now.
I know. Well, some of the behind-the-scenes technology that you guys probably wouldn't understand, but just like when I started, even more so for Dom, but we used to record things on something called DAT tapes when I first started.
Yeah.
I have to go back and listen to the audio off these little cassette tapes, and it took hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
And now everything is just instantly like recorded to a hard drive now, and we can access audio a lot quicker.
It's beautiful.
It's great. Yeah.
The number one thing for me, besides the technology, because the technology is when I started, I played records.
Yeah,
I played vinyl records.
Yeah.
Next month will be my 40th anniversary in radio. It'll be 40 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and we played records. But I'll tell you what I think. That's a great question. I'll tell you what I think, how radio has gotten better, and only a select few radio stations do it. And that is the show that Jeremy and I do could not have existed back when I started, because they would say, hey, play 15 songs an hour and don't talk for more than 10 seconds,
right,
and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how boring. And at least now radio has awakened to the fact that people want companionship.
Yeah.
They want companionship.
Yeah.
And still, 90% of the stations in Denver will not give you that in the morning. They go by the old 40-year-old playbook of playing a bunch of songs. And we threw that out the window a while back. We're like, we just want to have a community with our listeners. And so that's what we do. And I love that difference.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I like that too.
You go have a great day, and thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
See you. Wow. We got to move quick. We're way behind, but I still want to talk to Tori and Dan. Hi, Tori. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
So good. How long have you been listening?
I've been listening since I was about 9 years old on my way to school. And now I'm 22 and just graduated college, and I'm working my first job. So
that's
you guys
nice.
Have got me all the way through school.
What's your first job? What are you doing?
I work at a psychiatry office.
Ooh.
Can you evaluate us?
Yeah, what do you think of us?
I think that you guys are great and that you don't need any medication.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's wrong, but it's a
so
good answer.
Wrong. Yeah. I'm on Xanax and Dom's on Viagra.
So. I have to hook up for you guys. I got to hook up.
Oh, that is so sweet of you. I really appreciate
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Do you have any question for us, or are you okay?
Questions.
You don't have to.
I don't think I actually have any questions.
That's all right.
Fine.
Which is awful. I've been listening for so long. I think I know you guys pretty well by now.
Well, if you started at 9 and you're now 22, that means you started listening when Jeremy started on the show.
That's
right.
Because that would have been 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it still says it on our van.
That's right. It does. We kid you not. They will not repaint the station van. So.
It's all right.
Jane hasn't been here for 3 or 4 years?
4 years, I think.
4 years old?
Yeah. Still says it on the van.
That's what, you know, when the last caller asked about what changes?
Nothing.
That hasn't changed. Tori, have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Tori.
You too.
Thank you so much. We have the greatest listeners ever. And time for one more. It's Dan. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're great. Now, Shannon, our producer, says we're supposed to ask you where you're calling from. So tell us.
We live in Costa Rica, a little town called Pavones, Costa Rica.
No way.
And we moved here. Yeah. Yeah, we moved here. Oh, a little over 5 years ago. I was born and raised in Denver, and we listened to you guys for years. Used to do the mind bender driving my daughter to school, and now we sit around the kitchen table here in the morning and listen to the Mind Bender on the iPad.
Oh my God, that is fantastic. We have you're worldwide with us, Dan. That's cool. Now, I have a couple questions for you because I have thought many times about becoming an expat and moving to either Costa Rica or Panama or Ecuador or something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you love it?
Yes. We're on the far southern Pacific side, almost to Panama.
Yeah.
And we bought a surf shop, so we have a little surf shop down here, and we just
holy
hang out.
Cow. You're like living the dream, man.
That's a beautiful dream.
What a relaxed lifestyle.
Trying to, yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. What do you miss the most? Do you miss anything about living in the States or no?
Oh, yeah. My whole family's still up in Denver. Everyone's still up there, brother and sister and my mom. And
I don't know.
Every now and then the food variety gets a little sparse down here. a couple more restaurants would be nice, but it's beautiful.
I have to ask you one other quick thing before we let you go. The only thing that's also stopped me is the thought of all the bugs, because I hate bugs. Am I going to have to deal with a lot of bugs?
Depends on where you are, but there's a few different things around, but you really kind of get used to it, and it's not near as bad as you think it would be.
So you get used to it, Dom. All the bites and the bumps and the itching. You get used to the itching.
You get used to the bugs. Yeah. All right.
Or they get used to you, and they actually kind of leave you alone a little bit.
That's a good way of putting it. You are terrific, Dan. Yeah. Thank you for listening, down in Costa Rica. We really appreciate it.
No sweat. It's good being able to hear you.
It's really cool.
That is so fantastic.
That's neat.
That's what we love about the modern era of radio is you can take our show anywhere.
That's right.
In fact, if you're wondering how to do that, if you're traveling to see friends across the country, just go to your app store and search Mix 100 Denver. Make sure you have the Denver. Mix 100 Denver. It's a free app. You just download it and you can listen anywhere you go. That is one of the best long-time first times we've ever had.
Really good people.